Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome down to the Rough Cut Golf Podcast on what is the most special week of the year. The Masters has finally arrived. The long, cold, dank winter is over, and those first shoots of a verdant spring are coming through. I am joined again by Kieran, by Jacob, and by Mick to discuss the most momentous of occasion. Someone this week will be slipping on a green jacket, and we are going to discuss exactly who that will be. Gentlemen, how are we?
Very excited.
Very excited.
There's something about this week that just makes everything in all of golf just completely, it just really just pulls me straight back in again. Oh. I think I kind of lose the sort of professional golf element, and then that first major, the Masters, comes around and you start watching the like the old versions of it on YouTube, and just that it just brings it back again, and it just gets you really excited for what hopefully is going to be a very good week of golf.
I haven't watched the 2019 final round of the Masters in about 4 days.
Really?
Oh, right.
I need to get back into
catch
that.
Up. Yeah.
It's one of the best things they did, by the way, the Masters. Oh, is
unbelievable.
Kind of put the final rounds up.
Their YouTube channel is just full of fire.
What happened in 2019?
Geezer. Some up and comer, wasn't it?
I think he dropped off. I think he had an injury, but I'm sure he'll be back at some point.
In the last week, I have watched Hideki's final round. I have watched Adam Scott's final round. I have watched Tiger's final round. And I also then watched John Rahm to be as up to date and as prepared as possible for this week of just pure fire.
Mm-hmm. This week's going to be interesting as well, because like we've had the Live the PGA thing for a while now. But this year feels even more kind of not confrontational, but even weirder, because you've now got even bigger players, including last year's champion, who are now on Live. You've got all the guys coming together again. Slightly weird with the Masters because it's invite. I mean, you do get, there's an automatic qualification kind of, but everything is officially still like an invite.
There's like 41 different stipulations for what can get you in.
Yeah.
It's like you finish top three in either this event, or this event, and you also had Cheerios for breakfast on this day, this day, and this day, then you get in.
The thing is, I don't know, because obviously if you're, for example, number one in the world, you know, ranking-wise, you're going to be getting
you're
an
in.
Invite. But I don't know if there's a way that the Masters Committee can turn around and say, actually,
no,
don't want him.
Don't want him, yeah.
Because it is technically an invite.
Yeah, so even if you have fulfilled one of those qualifications, they can potentially still go, we don't want you.
That's the thing. I don't know. This may require a little bit more research to look into. I'm sure it's never actually kind of happened before. No,
yeah. You know the bib, obviously, the bibs, you get the overalls, don't you? And the caddy has a number.
Suit.
Yeah, the boiler suit and the caddy has the number. How do you reckon it's like based on, like, how do you get the number one sort of thing, number two, number three? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know it?
Do you want to tell me? You go for it. Let's do it in synchronization.
Just go for it.
Let's do it word by word. I'll do the first word, then you do the second word. And then I'll do the third one. You do the fourth one.
Okay.
No, let's not do that. When you go to sign up to register that you're here to play the tournament, you are assigned a number based on what order you turned up in. Yeah.
If you rocked
up 3 a.m. super excited for your first Masters, number one.
However, if you are a superstitious person or you're from a part of the world where it's culture that you don't like specific numbers, they will wait outside the door for they don't want 13. Yeah. They're like, cool, I'll wait for 13 people to go. I know I'm not going to get 13. Now I can go and register.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's just one of those things that make the Masters magical.
And you know, we spoke about last week about how obviously St Andrews has gone all digital, which we know we had a bit of a rant about. I like that, there's still the, invitation through the letterbox.
Do you know they're allowing phones on the course now?
Oh
no, they're not.
Would that be a big thing for you? Would that really tip you over?
That's a tournament killer. That.
Yeah, I mean, I am gonna name drop, location drop. I have been to Augusta. I've been to the Masters before.
Yeah. Do you remember when you cycled all the way down the country as well?
Separate trips.
Yeah.
Separate things.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. One of the things that really did stand out though is the fact that you couldn't have your phone. And it was a weird situation because we all got out of effectively a mini bus around the corner and we're like, right, okay, so we can't take our phones in. We didn't want to leave them in the lockers there. And we're like, well, what do we do? Because we all had our phones.
Yeah.
And the driver was like, oh, leave them with me. I'll put them in the glove box. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nobody felt comfortable with it at all. And we left them in the glove box. We walked away and I was checking my pockets every few seconds.
Yeah. And I imagine heart dropping every now and then as well.
No, we're okay. Yeah. Which is like sad.
Keys, wallet and phone when you leave the house.
Yeah.
I
can't feel it in my pocket. Where's it gone?
Luckily, my keys jangle on my.
Keys on when you're swinging.
Yeah, this is true.
On the topic of merch, we spoke about last week as well. Rough cut carabiners.
Oh, they are coming.
There you go.
Yeah, and they're in the shape of the O from the logo.
There you go.
And they've got the little green flag on them.
And the flag is the bit that clips in.
Oh
and out.
God, don't.
Okay.
Speaking of merch, what was the favorite thing that you bought while you're at Augusta? Because the shopping at Augusta is wild.
Yeah, part of the whole kind of Masters experience is, and bear in mind this is America and a lot of Americans' favorite pastime is shopping. Yeah. So they've got this incredible Masters superstore, is the only way I could describe it. It's got proper wooden inbuilt queuing structures, like you get at a theme park.
Yeah, they're so prepared, aren't they?
Which was wild to my mind. The best thing I got from there was my master's chair, which I'm very proud of.
You've got a chair?
Yeah, I've got a master's chair, yeah.
What? We've never seen. Have you seen that?
Like the fold-out.
I've never seen that.
Oh, a fold-out chair.
A fold-out chair.
I literally thought you had a slingback.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've
seen. Lazy boy.
Ivan, where's that?
Lazy boy. Shout out to Lazy boy.
I've never seen that.
Oh, I'm so sorry you haven't seen my fabric chair.
Oh.
Well, I'll bring it in for you. You can have a sit down on it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Chairs for the new podcast set.
Yeah.
Oh, that can be your chair. That can be your chair.
That's a bit low. It's got a drinks holder. I got that, which was necessary if you want to claim your spot, which we'll get into.
So you go and buy your chair.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course.
Nothing for free. Apart from that, though, I got some bits and bobs. I got a mug, I got a hoodie, but I had to do the walk of shame when I was in the shop because I got a basket and I was just going around and just chucking stuff in from the shelves. I had in there, and this is when I really noticed it, I put some Masters coasters in. I put them in and I walked away and I'm like, I have never used... I do not use...
Here we go. A prime example, if you watch you on YouTube.
At home, I do not use a coaster. Well, I never use a coaster. So I looked in there and I think, you know what? I probably got in there about $900 worth of crap.
Yeah, things I definitely don't need.
I was in the queue at this point as well. Oh. So I had to walk out of the queue, go back to the shelves. I'm putting stuff back. I don't need this jigsaw puzzle. Yeah. Yeah. putting it back. I think I spent about $400
Yeah, I don't need this master's katana. Oh,
how good would that be? Probably the best thing we bought, we went back and got a beach towel, which is in the office next door.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
Because it was me, Seb, Seb on golf, me and my golf boys, Andy and Piers, and we were vastly underprepared. Because when we went, it was actually quite cold.
Mm.
And we were like, we don't really want to go, but we're almost shorts. So we don't want to go back and like buy some trousers. So we all got these beach towels and we like wore them like sarongs.
Gosh. 90s Beckham.
Yeah, so we're just like walking around the Masters with these like beach towel sarongs on.
It's a wonder you've not been invited back.
I love that.
It was a good look. Yes. It was a good look.
I love that.
I don't know if you know much about this, Pete, but I remember seeing something with Tony Finau's wife, who is quite active on TikTok. I remember last year she put something out about at each Masters event, they like sell a certain amount of like custom Scotties. Or like putters that are like very specific to that year of the Masters, and there's only like 100 of them. I mean, they're extortionate, but she went and got one and they had one for like that year and stuff like that. But I mean, we must be talking thousands and thousands.
Can you imagine rolling up to Didsbury with that in your bag?
Yeah.
Like you've shanked one off the first, you've like two chipped to get anywhere near the green, and they're like, it's a cool looking putter cover. Yeah. Don't worry about that, mate. Get it out.
One of 10.
I could three putt with something that costs that much.
No, I could putt. We want three putt with anything.
Yeah, that's true. We can all three putt with a Masters putt.
If you've got something that nice, though, would you actually use... There's no way you can actually use that. You've got to stick it in a case somewhere, haven't you?
I also love that they charge the pimento cheese sandwiches is like, what, $2 or something like that? I love this sort of thing. I love that they don't overcharge. Like, they want you to be there. Yeah. I love that.
That pimento cheese sandwich should cost 20 cents.
Trash.
First controversial take of this week's podcast. Pimento cheese sandwiches are rubbish.
What do you mean, rubbish?
I often wonder, really, how you can take such a good thing as cheese and mess it up so badly.
How do you get cheese so wrong?
Like, honestly, I ate a few of them. And I ate the first one, and halfway through I was like, I'm not enjoying this. This doesn't taste that nice. So I had another one.
And then, just a test.
And I was like, it confirmed my bias. I was like, you know what? I could really do without pimento cheese sandwiches because it's got different cheeses, like onions and like all kind of random stuff in there. But
yeah, you have a favorite, yes, don't you?
Oh my goodness, tell me. On that point of the concessions, it is cheaper. Which is fantastic. Like when you go to major championships at the moment outside the Masters, it's a lot of the time an absolute disgusting rip-off.
Well, the PGA Championship, wasn't it not like $20 for one beer? Something like that?
Yeah, I bought a round of beers for us at the Open and it was upwards of 30 quid for three beers. So
like,
yeah.
It's just
ridiculous.
I'm getting a little bit older. I accept that. But it's absolutely... just disgusting that you could charge like $20 for a beer and a Budweiser which is effectively dirty fizzy water.
It's got no beer in it. It's like 0.5% basically.
In one of those like bottled can things. It's not even like a pint.
Yeah, it's just it's just a rip-off. Like, it's like getting fans through the gate and it's being like, right, we've got you here now. You can't go anywhere else. If you want a beer, obviously you don't have to drink a beer. But it's kind of like, we're going to charge you this much. But everything else as well is super expensive. Mm-hmm. Like the Open, fish and chips, like 18 quid for a sorry, sad haddock, which is just desperate. It looks so sad it was probably waiting there to be caught. Like, catch me. I'm old, I'm haggard. I've done.
I'm not going to be spending 18 quid on a fish and chips just for the halibut.
Oh, and like the chips are micro. It's depressing. But... at the Masters, it's not like, you're not like buying incredible like gourmet meals and they're cheap. They're just like sandwiches. The teriyaki chicken, teriyaki pork one I had was really nice.
Oh, that does sound good. Yeah.
Egg salad, like was $1.50.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Perfect. Like the IPAs there, I think it was like $3.50, I want to say.
Oh, God.
Get me on the plane.
But the thing is, like, everyone there, and you could see that everyone was enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. All the serving staff were really friendly, really happy. The whole vibe around it was so much better because you know you're not getting ripped off.
Yeah.
If you buy a Budweiser for $20, you know you're getting ripped off. The people who are selling it, you know that you're getting ripped off. The organizer of the tournament, sure, they must know that they're ripping you off.
Mm.
It's just a bit horrible. But yeah, the
it
Masters,
feels dirty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
At the Masters, you feel clean.
Yeah. Serene.
Feels special.
What is the course actually that nice? Because you know you see golf courses on TV and you're like, oh, that looks pretty good. And then some people are like, yeah, who have been to it were like, well, it's rough on that day. Or, there was bits that you didn't see that weren't. Is Augusta actually as nice as people say it is?
Interesting question. 2-point answer. It's absolutely pristine. It's the most perfect golf course you're ever going to see. Do you know how Adair Manor is practically perfect? There's not a blade of grass out of place. It looks shabby next to Augusta. Like the level of precision is that
really
much.
Wow.
Oh, we're talking like with Augusta, if there's a patch of grass which isn't right, they will spray paint it the right color.
Mm.
Like that, and this is the level of precision they go to. Everything's perfect. If it didn't have the crowds and if it didn't have some of the grandstands, it kind of looks like a really beautiful park,
mm-hmm.
is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah.
Especially the 10, 11, 12, 13, they're in a league of their own as far as like how they look, because they're in amongst the trees, they look really special. But a lot of the other holes are very wide open. And you just see like a beautiful white sand pit and a green bit.
Mm.
Like if there's no one there, we got in there really early one morning. It's just like a wide open, perfect park.
Wow.
I thought it was very interesting when you told me about, because it was the first time, obviously we went over to South Carolina and North Carolina a couple of weeks ago. And you told me about the azaleas. Mm. And that was the first time I've ever seen azaleas. And you told me that the Masters, like, what did they do? Like they put like lights on them to bud them up or something like that? What did they do?
I think it was the year Zach Johnson won. It had been like a particularly cold April and none of their flowers were coming out.
Right.
So they got heat lamps and like everything on them to try and bring them out.
They took his final round off of YouTube. Just no one likes him.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah. Sorry, Zach. You didn't come out well in full swing and we're taking it down.
We had, what was it? Yeah, they had all those lights on and...
It's crazy, don't they
freeze them? I heard that they freeze the azaleas. If they bloom, they freeze them and then bring them back out when it's time for the tournament.
Like a hibernate or something, like a hibernation
Like Walt
thing.
Disney.
That, yeah. I've never heard of. Oh, I got Mr. Freeze going out there.
Frozone comes in and just shoots them all.
It's time for you to chill.
Yeah. Is that what it's meant to be?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You're not saying Sorry, Mr. Freeze.
I thought he was. No, I haven't. I thought he was trying to impersonate Frozone there.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I thought you were trying to impersonate Frozone.
Oh, God, these young people.
Honey, where is my super suit?
Where is my super suit?
Which Batman was it? Forever?
Batman Forever.
Have you watched Batman Forever?
The older one.
Yeah, with Mr. Freeze in. Poison Ivy.
No.
Oh. So it is the worst film you'll ever watch. However, that does not mean you should not watch it.
Yeah, all of Arnold's lines, he plays Mr. Freeze. All of his lines are like ice puns. Every single line.
Every single line.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He goes, you're skating on thin ice.
Time to cool off.
Yeah, literally.
Honestly,
yeah.
You'll never watch a film like it.
Really? You need to chill.
Is that Michael Keaton Batman? Or is that?
No.
I wonder if it's George Clooney Batman.
Is it George Clooney Batman.
Is it?
It is, yeah, George Clooney Batman.
I think it is, yeah.
Honestly,
anyways,
it is so bad.
If you've got some time, watch all of the final rounds of the Masters and then after that, watch all of the old Batmans.
I've got a great idea. If there's a weather delay at the Masters, Batman friend.
Okay.
There you go.
You'll appreciate it much more.
It's really good. Do you think that we're going to have any near-death experiences at this year's Masters?
Oh, God, yeah. Last year. Oh,
how bad was that?
I rewatched it.
How lucky was that?
Because it happens during, obviously, it's during Rahm's win. And I watched some of the kind of, highlights coverage. And it's on the highlights.
I mean, it was a
giant tree nearly kills us.
Massive pine trees, like, falling down.
Yeah.
I think we'll try to find the clip. It must be on social media somewhere. But obviously no one got hurt, but it was...
Close.
Very close.
That had completely gone out of my consciousness. I've forgotten about that.
They are big trees.
Mm. Very.
Very, very big trees. Something else that they do at the Masters about the pine trees. Mm. Have you seen this? When they plant new trees?
No.
So what's the saying? That a society grows great when...
Old men plant trees that they'll never they know they're never the shade s- of. Whose shade they'll never sit in.
Something like that. Yeah, they don't do that, Augusta.
A society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they will never sit in.
It's a thinker.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm going to digest that after this.
So
write that down there. Write that down there. Let me think about it.
But what Augusta
do break it down.
Is they just ship in fully grown trees.
Right. Of course they do.
Yeah. Just plant them.
Yeah.
They got time to wait for them to grow.
Yeah. No wonder they fall down.
Yeah. 80-foot pines. Yeah.
Because I suppose they want them the perfect height.
How do the roots grow deep?
Good.
The trees
not
are
doing it. Not doing
the
it.
The trees are strong, my lord.
Okay, let's do it.
Their roots go deep.
Rip them all down.
Rip them all down.
We're all very excited.
If there's a longer rain delay, watch Lord of the Rings.
One, two, and three.
You'll actually have some understanding of what we're talking about most of the time.
Oh god, we need to quote Batman Forever way more often.
No, we do. We need to watch it more. So yeah, it's honestly, if you ever get the chance to go. The cost of the ticket is obviously very expensive. Once you're in there, it's an amazing experience. Not having your phone is unusual. You can take it on the practice round, which we didn't go to. We went to the tournament round. But if you get the chance, the whole atmosphere, it's magic.
Yeah, it does look phenomenal. And if you cannot go to the tournament, the only way really for you to experience it in the lead up to the tournament has been through social media. Is something that the Masters are not known for, is being up to date and down with the kids.
Mm.
That's why I did the gun fingers, because we're not kids.
We're down with kids.
Kieran's the only kid here. And their social game in the lead up to this tournament has been leveled up dramatically.
Yeah, it's it's gone from okay to like top draw. Yeah. Like, it's unbelievable, but just very sort of unmasters like, I want to say. Yeah. You know, like, it's when I first watched it, one it was one of the like their promotion ones. I was like, wow.
Which counts this off again?
Do I like this? Or do I, yeah, you know, and then I showed up my story. I was like, I think I like this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no, really, really cool, really, really good. So it shows they're sort of moving with the times. I don't know. Like,
I think, like, the past 4 years, when they allowed Dude Perfect and Bryson DeChambeau to do any hit any object challenge or whatever it was,
yeah.
All sports battle. When that happened, I was like, that came from nowhere.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, so they are really changing with the times. Yeah. If they're letting people do that. I mean, that was so random. But
yeah, it was, and also like a complete one-off. They've not done anything since.
Yeah, maybe maybe the committee was like,
we're not doing that again.
I'm with you.
Yeah. It was weird that they did start with like an all sports one though. That was the only weird bit, wasn't it? Why wouldn't you just have done like an 18-hole
actual golf?
Well, yeah. Think about what doesn't happen when you're doing an all sports challenge.
Well, yeah, no, I know that.
What doesn't happen?
Play golf.
Divots.
Great show.
Depends how bad you do.
This frisbee is really not working today.
Very sharp. A sharp frisbee. That's true, though.
Yeah, I'll give you
so
that.
So we want to run around on your grass and throw frisbees. Much easier to sell than we want to play 18 holes and there's five of us and we want to film it and we want to make a lot of devots on your beautiful golf course.
Just before the event.
Okay.
It is pristine.
I'll give you that.
But I think with like this, it does kind of strike me that someone in the committee at the Masters, as a green jacketed person, has gone around, you know, I hear the social media needs a bit of an upgrade. It's like, well, we can't do it.
Forrest Gump, that's a green jacket.
Yeah. we have no idea what we're doing. So they probably got somebody in. And if you got that job, well, let's say Finch Golf Media as a company.
We got contracted
to do like the Masters social. The reason it looks so cool, the reason it's kind of so amazing and different is because imagine getting that job. You go mad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You completely lose your mind on it.
Mm.
Like, imagine the content you'd get.
Yeah. God, yeah. They would have so many memes.
Yeah, so I'm just very interested.
That's
to
why
see.
We didn't get it.
There would be so many green screen memes in there. There would be, you know, Heisenberg standing up and looking at the sky, and then you'd see Faldo's two iron. I knew I was going to mention it, and I really didn't want to.
Well, if you didn't, Faldo would. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he a big Heisenberg guy? Is he?
They're basically the same. Yeah. Faldo makes meth.
That's definitely the chance, God. We're not filming Faldo.
Hot take. Is that what that farm is? It's a meth farm.
That is not the opinion of the Rough Cut Golf Podcast.
No, it's not.
That is called
slander.
Slander, yeah, whatever.
Libel.
So
maybe we'll beep it out.
Yeah, maybe we just won't include that at all.
God, I'll have it on my Instagram.
I mean, one of the very best things about the Masters, in some respects, there are people who maybe would think differently about this, is if you do win a Masters, if you get a green jacket, you can come back and play. So we have past champions such as Phil Mickelson coming back, who wouldn't be in there otherwise. And we hope Mr. Tiger Woods.
He's on the official website.
Yeah, he's on the website. He's there.
So fingers crossed that we'll actually get to see it. I think everyone now is in the moment where we just want to see him play. We just want to, if he doesn't make the cut, fine. But we just want to see him get around 36 and not fall over.
Well, do you remember last year?
God, it was so hard to watch.
Last year was...
Oh, it was so hard to watch. Yeah,
that was hard.
It's like, it's never happened to me, and thank God. You know, it's like watching the vet put down your dog. You know what I mean? You're like, I love it, but this is really painful to view.
It was the first couple of rounds were good. And then, the third round was...
We'll move on.
The third round was not particularly good, but the first round was good. Second round was okay.
Wasn't he over par on the first round?
No, I thought he did a respectable score, level sort of one in and around. You know what I mean? But
to me, obviously he's coming back every year, and he's not going to play if he doesn't think that he can't win. But I just see a guy who, of course, he's got to think like that, but he will not win.
No, bro, he's passed it.
Yeah.
He's passed.
I mean, you could never, ever, ever write him off because he is Tiger and it is Augusta and he knows the place like the back of his hand. But you have to say that, like I said, I just want to see him play.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, I want to see him play, but it not be a bit, you're looking through your fingers a bit. I want to see him play as good as he can play and also look healthy doing it. Mm. I didn't enjoy watching him stumble around. It wasn't an enjoyable experience.
It was horrible.
However good he was hitting the ball, it just wasn't. So if he comes back and plays, which it looks like he's going to, love it. Can't wait. Makes the whole event, the whole tournament better for him just being there.
Yeah, yeah.
Adds more hype to it. But just be good.
just be healthy.
I think we've all shouted that at a golf ball at one point in our lives, haven't we?
So yeah, hopefully he'll play. Yeah, he'll be good.
Yeah. I agree.
We'll have to throw this up, by the way. Have you seen John Rahm's dinner?
I have. And I remember when he won.
I'll get it.
Could have almost been my immediate thought. Probably wasn't, but I think it was. That a Spanish man winning the Masters, just the menu is going to be
fire.
Awesome.
I think this will be classed as potentially the best ever.
Do you think?
Oh, really?
Masters now, Champions
so,
Day.
I don't know.
Mine was Hideki's.
Hideki's was strong.
Exactly
fire.
The one I was going to say. Wow. It obviously depends on what you like. If you're not a sushi guy, if you're not that kind of thing, then obviously fair enough. But I agree. Hideki's was
goat.
Really good.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone here really likes Japanese food. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how quickly we forget. But I would say for a lot of people, this is just unreal. We'll throw it up, but we got, just imagine everything good to come out of Spain.
Mm.
That's
the
it.
The only thing they don't have is a paella.
They're eating Rafa Nadal. You said everything good to come out of Spain. That doesn't make any sense.
What about David Villa?
David Villa?
Well, he's a World Cup. Well, you know, he scored the goal to win the World Cup, didn't he?
He is Spain's all-time leading goal scorer.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm talking about food.
Oh, that's it's not what you said, but that's fine.
David Villa is serving the food.
That would be cool.
Just kicking across
imagine,
the room.
Imagine if he just got like all of his famous Spanish friends and they just were there. That was part of the experience.
Be the
yeah.
God,
that'd be so.
I like that.
What would you go?
The menu.
Talk the to menu. Me. I mean, we've got a lot of tapas to begin with. Cured pork, loin, bass chorizo, potato, Mama Ram's classic lentil stew.
Yeah, that sounds great.
In my belly.
As a tapas, though, how's that coming? I imagine this is going to be a little finger food, or is this going to be on...
It's going to be small plates, isn't it? That stew will be a little bowl, okay, and then you'll...
Do you feel like this is being served to the table, or are we feeling like this is kind of canapes coming round?
No, this is served at the table, 100%. Okay, 100%.
Okay.
I think with the first course, so we're all getting a Basque crab salad. I'm happy with that.
Great.
Main course,
though. Hold the salad.
Skip all of that.
Main course, you've got a choice of Basque ribeye or turbot.
Oh, turbot. 100%.
And that's a fish for... people at home, if they don't know what turbot is.
Yeah, I'm not a fish guy, so
I'll go spending steak. £18 on that, are they?
That will be more than 18.
Yes. No, it's 18 pounds in weight.
I don't know which one I'd go for. I would have to shut my eyes and go eeny, meeny, miny, I think, because I would really struggle to pick between the two.
What would you go for, Pete?
I would go for the ribeye, I think, out of those two.
Yeah,
right.
And anything that has, and this has been scientifically shown, if you stick the name of like the region before it, you're more likely to buy it.
Yeah, like Preston pies.
Yeah. Like you can have a pie or a Preston pie.
Oh, that the Preston one's got heritage.
Yeah, so you think, right, well, what is a Preston pie? It's no different than the other pie.
Yeah.
I'm just very biased about like ordering steak at a restaurant. Don't know.
But you also eat fish.
No, that's what I mean, yeah. Like you can cook a steak at home, whereas like you can produce and
cook a turbo.
Yeah, I know, but you can't produce in as good of caliber.
We had a long discussion in Pinehurst.
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes literally no sense.
That makes no sense. Yeah.
Well, no, like you know.
Okay, let me put this to you.
Yeah.
Let me throw this to you. You've got some of the best chefs in the world serving this master's dinner. Are you going to go up to them and say, I think I could do a ribeye better than you, mate?
So I'm not going to have that.
No.
This is what you've just done. This is what you've just done. If you've gone, I can make that at home.
Yeah. You can make anything at home. I can make a Basque crab salad.
I'm not having either of those. I brought my own lasagna.
I know what you mean.
You know what? Sorry. Cancel the Masters Champions dinner.
Oh, God.
Because you can have all of this at home.
Right. Cancel the tournament. Right. I can play golf at my own course.
Why do this here when you can just go to Mama Ram's house and get a lentil stew there? You can make that at home.
In Kieran's defence, which I feel like he needs at this point.
I don't know how we jumped on something so small.
I'm going to fight your corner here. I think what Kieran's point is that for me anyway, there's more likelihood of you going to make a steak at home compared to getting a turbot in and cooking a turbot and all that. Like it's easier to go and get a steak and cook a steak and make a steak. But if you're going to go out and get a turbot and
this is my thinking is that like I can make a steak at home. I want someone who knows what they're doing to make the steak for me.
It's also,
and then I also have like a bit of reference. I'll have a reference of, oh my God, this is so much better than the steak that I make.
Yeah.
I'm only ever going to eat turbot there.
Yeah. It's also because when I was doing my chef days, like I understood and got an understanding of how much steak costs. I thought for steak, it's going to be like, oh, it's going to be really expensive. You know what I mean? But it's actually well cheap. Yeah. And the markup on
what about a Basque ribeye? Bear in mind, they're not paying for these.
No, I know, but like, I don't know, just like the markup on it. I'm just gonna stop.
Afterwards, they're handing out all the. Just imagine, like, Rob, like, probably goes, they can, it's a £2 upcharge for Basque ribeye.
I wonder, on like, when they get their invitations through, they get that, and it's almost like a wedding where you have to tick off if you're gonna have the fish or the meat, and then you get there on the final. No, I'm pretty sure I had the turbot.
Yeah. I'm supposed to have the turbot.
No, Mr. Yeah, player, you had the ribeye.
No, you ticked. Sorry. Mr. Player, I think we'll be right.
Anyway,
yes, Mr. Faldo, I know you hit a 2-iron.
Could you have your turbot?
Which one do you want?
what was dessert, by the way? I didn't see dessert. Sorry to go back on the menu.
It was like some custard puff pastry cake.
Oh, lovely.
Custard and cream with a bit of pastry. I'll take that.
Which sounds really nice. I know what you mean, though, Kieran. Like if I an Italian restaurant, I very rarely order pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I say I always order pasta.
That's because you're boring.
Yeah. Sorry. But
I understand what you mean, even though you're entirely wrong.
I'm entirely wrong, yeah. Sorry.
We're going to do our picks in a minute because that is one of the main reasons that we are gathered here today. However, I think aside from who we're going to try and pick, because you won't be able to have everyone, I'd like to just get a little bit of a barometer on who we think is going to win the tournament.
Can I add a caveat?
Yes.
Can we say anyone apart from Scotty?
Yeah.
No one's going to win apart from Scotty.
What's it when...
I think that caveat is important.
Yeah, I think everyone...
Because we could easily go.
Okay, so everyone name Scotty and then name the person you think is going to win if he injures out.
It's, it's like when Lewis Hamilton was like at the top when you were betting on the F1, it was like, win without Lewis Hamilton.
I think it's like Max now.
Who's next best? Yeah, it's like Max now.
I've seen things of people like just basically tape over the number one spot on the telly so it just like gets rid of the name of Max and just everything behind like that is just...
That's smart. Yeah.
Who's gonna win?
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to pull my stats out again? Is that what we're doing?
No, save it.
We need to do the intro.
Who do you think is gonna win? And then we'll go around and then we'll intro you telling us who's gonna win.
But I don't want to say because then
you go last.
Okay, go last. Right. Okay.
Shall I start?
Go.
I think that Scottie Scheffler's going to win. And then the person who isn't Scottie Scheffler who's going to win is someone who's been in a lot of form, someone who we haven't necessarily been seeing a lot of because he plays on a different tour, Joaquin Niemann.
Wow.
Interesting.
I think Niemann's coming into some gnarly form. And I think everyone else is after Scottie. Going to be chasing him.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Concur, I think he will be a contender as well. Just because he's playing great golf, but he's also got like a massive chip on his shoulder.
Yeah,
he's going to, yeah.
The amount of commitment he went through in the last like 6 months away from LIV to go and play a load of like weird other tour events so that he could get enough points to qualify so that they'd invite him is that tells you he's got a screw loose.
You can tell he's got a chip on his shoulder because he went away, he managed to play enough that Augusta invited him. And even after he was invited, he was still complaining about the fact that he was invited in the way that he'd been invited. It was like, you could see he's just like, this year he's got like a massive LIV chip and he's just like, he wants to like annihilate everybody.
He's out for blood. He cannot wait.
Kieran?
So you're saying Joaquin as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go for Rory McIlroy this year. I've said it last couple of years. It's not done well. This year, I think he's going to do it. I think, again, he's kind of got a mini chip on his shoulder. You know, I think this year he's going to blow it.
Does that mean he's
going to just blow out the water and just...
Does that mean he's solved this hook problem and he's not trying to hit this stupid fade that he can't control? And He's solved all that, has he, in the last two weeks?
He's solved all that.
Yeah. Since the players, he's just a new man.
That's all done, yeah. He's had a bit of time off.
A massive hook and a fade he can't play. He's only the number two golfer in the world there.
Well, it's the reason he fell apart with the players because he was struggling with a hook and then instead of trying to get rid of it, he tried to hit a fade and he can't hit a fade.
Yeah. But obviously, Scottish...
So
I will say Scotty Scheffler is obviously going to win. Have you seen the odds on Scotty Scheffler, by the way? It's practically evened.
They're like, just take your money back. Just take your money back.
That really hasn't happened since Tiger, by the way. It just shows how well he's striking it and all of a sudden he can put. So I think everyone's kind of pretty much in on Scotty. I will say this now, and I very rarely agree with Kieran, and this is so much based on what I want to happen in life, and as we all know, that never usually goes that way. I really, really want Rory to win. I'm absolutely desperate for him to win this time, because it's been the promise for so long, but it's kind of reached the point now where it needs to happen this year, next year, or it's just not going to happen at all.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he wins one, we expect a little bit of a kick on.
Yeah.
If I'm not thinking with my heart, I think... No, I'm going to go Rory. I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, so I'm in the same camp as you when it comes...
You hate Rory?
I don't hate Rory. Where does that come from? I only hate Scheffler's feet.
Because he can't control his feet and he hooks everyone.
No, I'm just saying that he's got a couple of golf-related issues that he might need to resolve before he takes him to Augusta. However, I'm in the same camp as you. I really, really want Rory to win. Mm. That's not the question that I was answering. Who do I want to win? Rory McIlroy or Tommy Fleetwood?
Yeah.
Who do I think is going to win?
Yeah, fair enough.
The people who are in form. Wyndham Clark. Yeah. Wyndham Clark. Joachim Niemann.
I don't think Wyndham will win this.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
It doesn't seem to be his course. But.
Are you going to do another Fleetwood, get a tattoo if Fleetwood wins a major this year?
I'll do it at the Open.
Is that not carrying on?
Only limiting yourself to that one event.
If Fleetwood wins a major this year, I will get a Tommy Fleetwood tattoo.
Wonderful.
All right.
Tommy, if you're listening.
Okay. Come on, Tommy.
Tommy, if you're listening, we'll clip this and we'll tag you in it. You get to select what it is.
And where.
Your face.
Vic's chest.
Like a full-on Colin McGregor style one, just Fleetwood's face.
With his hair like splaying out behind him like a mane.
Like over your shoulders.
Imagine going
to have his hair like tattooed down your back.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's,
imagine going to a swimming pool on holiday. Be like, what's that? The guy's got some tattoo.
He's got a Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood on that guy's chest.
Oh dear. Right. Okay. So we're going to get on now to Jacob's picks. Now, a little bit of background here. The last major of last year, the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool, Jacob made his picks. And one of those picks was a certain Mr. Brian Harman, who, of course, went on to win and become champion golfer of the year. I was doing media work that week and I absolutely shamelessly plugged Brian Harman from the very start, and I made it such... The thing is, I was plugging him so hard for literally this reason, because Jacob picked him. And it just so happened that that's the first time where I've plugged someone like from the outside to win.
Yeah.
And everyone kept coming back to me saying, you picked Brian Harman at the start of the week, didn't you?
Well, do you remember seeing the bet slips that people were putting on?
Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah, we've got him.
Oh, my God, at the end of the tournament, people were tagging us and being like, oh, my God, Pete won me like $5,000. Yeah. Pete won me like 800 quid. And you're like, why did you listen to this, Lemon?
I got so many messages on Instagram as well. Yeah. I bet slips come through. Yeah. Like, I think the highest amount that someone sent through, they'd won like $8,000 or something ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Okay, so
was he like 150 or something like that?
Something like that. 150, 175.
He was.
I mean, I did win as well, but not quite as much as that.
Okay, so everyone, get your betting app out. Get ready to write down whoever Jacob says now.
And then, of course, if you want to have a bet, that's completely your decision. And if you are struggling with gambling, help is available, Mick.
Unless you want $8,000.
When the fun stops.
I've literally spent 200 quid on bets for the Masters.
We'll talk about who you've put on after Jacob tells us who you should have put on.
So rich.
Are we good? Are we ready? Yeah, we're ready. I am going to tell you.
We're a bit giddy.
Who is going to win the Masters this year. And I'm quite excited about this year, to be honest. I think this was the point where I was kind of getting on the Patrick Cantlay bandwagon of last year, which didn't really go very well. So we'll see how that goes. But if you haven't watched it before, I kind of use a lot of data, a lot of stats to kind of build a guy who's going to win the Masters, every major of this year. And one of the big things that comes out of the Masters is that for the last 10, the winner has come from inside the top 25. Now, world rankings are a little bit sniffy at the minute, a little bit where should people be? So I've used Data Golf to give me the top 25 regarding of like how well they're doing right now. So taking all those 25 names, The next thing I wanted to look at was that in the last 11 winners, the previous nine have won in their last six starts before the event, which completely knocks loads of people
out. That's loads of people out.
The people remaining, Scotty Scheffler, obviously won twice already. Rory McIlroy snuck in with his win at the Desert Classic. Mm. Neiman on Liv has won twice. Wyndham Clark has also won. I think it's Pebble. Mm. And Hideki at Riviera for the Genesis. That's your six we're down to.
Wow. It's a list.
Yeah. The next steamed. Is steamed list, yeah. We're talking previous major winners there. Next one to knock us off. 14 of the last 15 winners have all come inside the top 50 for driving distance, which is an important thing to note, is you don't have to be super long, but you do have to get it out there.
Be long enough.
Be long enough. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this was what was very interesting to me. So as you'd imagine, Rory McIlroy makes it through second on the PGA Tour. Wyndham Clark, also notoriously long, 17th on the PGA Tour. Joaquin Neiman also makes his way through. He is second on Liv, which would also place him third on the PGA Tour.
He's a long boy.
He's long, 314.7 yards, I think it is.
Got that dip going, you know.
Yeah, he's got that turn. Yeah. For context, Scotty Scheffler is 108th in driver distance. Now, if he putts well, he's going to probably win. And he also hits every fairway, so it doesn't really matter. But I just thought that was quite interesting that he's
ridiculously low down for someone who you think is
I thought he was longer than that, but maybe that's just my mind. I just think he's great at everything. Yeah. So. So here we go. We're down into the final three players.
Hold on.
Just
pump the brakes a second. Have you just ditched Scotty Scheffler?
He's gone, yeah. He's gone.
Where was Hideki?
He doesn't make the top 50 either. Right,
you've done it right. Far enough.
We're into Rory, we're into Neiman, we're into Clark. That's all you've got left. So here we go.
We're good at this, by the way, because our predictions are turning out statistically correct.
Yeah. You did just say that Clark wasn't going to win.
You said that.
So did he.
Continue. Last 11 winners of the Masters have all gained 0.25 strokes on the field when it comes to around the green. Now, approach play is also incredibly important, but with these guys, I've kind of tried to take both and put them together and also see if it snuffs anyone out. Now, with the stat that I've just referenced there about strokes around the green, it remains one person who at the moment has a 0.6 strokes gained average, which would put him in the top five on the PGA Tour. Now, that might give away who I think this is going to be. The winner of the Masters this year is going to be not only mine, but clearly Mick's choice of Joaquin Neiman.
Wow.
And there you have it.
There we go.
I don't want to just settle on that, because I feel like there obviously are some things that are going to come in out of play. You know, talking about the approach play, he's 75% greens in reg percentage on Liv this year. I think he sits second in the whole field. He has won around Riviera in 2022, which is notoriously known as a good comp between Augusta and Riviera. He is playing as of the level that he was in that 2022 season. And his approach play, I think, is 19th. If you put it into the field now of what the PGA Tour is like. So I think everything, he's won twice, he's trending great. You say that chip on his shoulder, he fits the course well. I have a good feeling about him. And that's the end of my winner's point. Now, I just this is a slight tangent of just, if you want...
An addendum.
I have an outside pick this year who I don't think it's going to be crazy odds. It's not a Harman, but I do really, really like Shane Lowry this year. I think Shane Lowry, the only things that he wasn't really falling into was the fact that he hasn't won in his last six starts. Now, if you read his last four finishes, it's T29, T19, third and fourth, trending in a good direction. He is third on the PGA Tour in approach play this year. He's gaining 0.928 strokes on the field in approach play. So if you want a little outside one, you're probably going to be getting him to 40, 50 to one, maybe a bit less. Mm. But that's what I like this year. And there you have it.
There we go.
Good Lord, that was excellent, Jacob.
Thank you.
And if you, like you said, gambling is not for everyone. If you don't want to, don't gamble, and obviously do it safely and responsibly as best you can. If you're going to put a bet on and you take one of those two guys and they win, please let us know, because we'd love to hear how successful Jacob has been, because he's on a heater at the moment. He's on a streak of one.
I put on for Joaquin. He's one of my bets.
You've also put on a rather large bet for someone else.
So prepare yourselves. This is the Peter Finch pick.
Oh,
God. Each way.
Yeah.
A certain Mr. Nick Taylor. Now, for somebody who puts as well as him, for someone who's won this year already, mm-hmm. he was at, I think when we got him, about 200 to 1 each way.
Yeah. Oh, no, my phone's over there. I can have a look. I think it's about that, yeah.
And admittedly, we're in the bar at an airport when this bet was placed.
He was third at the players, I think.
He was third at the players, and I was like,
get it on.
Love bond. So, yeah, I think it was 50 quid? 50
yeah, £25 each way, so yeah, 50 yeah. quid, yeah.
So it's, £4,000 if he comes in.
Yeah.
Oh my God, just imagine.
It's a funny one because, like I say, with the top 25 that I've taken, obviously you can make arguments of which way I should have gone about it, but I feel like last year when I was doing it, I didn't allow the Live guys enough credit of being involved. And we kind of seen, you know, they can come over. Brooks, example, Phil last year. They will perform.
He's gone to 125 to
one. There you go, getting shorter.
Nick Taylor.
Nick Taylor. Because he's an absolute legend.
What app are you looking at? Are you looking at that Ozchecker or something?
Golfodds.com.
Nick Taylor is 25th in the world. So if you want to take the official Golf World rankings, he does meet the metric of being inside the top 25
Heard it here first.
Do you want me to tell you what his last results were in last season?
Don't need to. It's a new
majors.
Year. It's a new year. He's a new man.
But you, before we came on air, you were saying, oh, it's all about last year's picks and stuff like this.
No, I was saying that going past that point is kind of fruitless because we were talking about basically current form. So,
all right. Well, he missed every single cut last year.
He's also won twice in the time period since those majors in two playoffs.
Okay,
the boy has got ones with massive melons.
His ones with Fleetwood.
You can argue your winners till the cows come home.
You do your random stuff.
Yes, but first of all. Before we start arguing over who's going to win it, we're gonna do what we came here to do, which is to make our major picks and predictions for the year. So we're going to do a snake draft like we did last year, but there was a little bit of an argument about whether, because I lost, I should get to pick first. Because you won, you should get to pick first. So we're going to go random on the first pick, and we'll do a random order, and then that will be the snake order.
Mm.
It's time for the draft picks. So Peter Finch, explain how the game works, and then we'll go through who we're going to pick.
So this is the same format as last year. We have four major championships happening in 2024, pretty much the same as every year. We are going to be picking four players to be on our team. Three of those players can be whoever that we want them to be. One player has to be outside the top 50 in the official World Golf rankings. Now, if a player makes the cut at a major, the position that he finishes, so 10th, you will get awarded 10 points. It's the player out of us with the lowest score at the end of the year will become champion. If a player misses a major or misses the cut, you get awarded the points of the amount of players in the field that have also missed the cut. Does all that make sense?
Yep.
And excellently explained.
If you want to change as well, if you want to change players.
No changes this year.
No, come on.
If you want to make a transfer, you can do so, but you must do it at the cost of the next major's amount of people who missed the cut.
Yes, correct.
This really did scupper Kieran last year.
It cost me the most.
The Open cost me.
Because you didn't change.
Literally.
No, I didn't. I changed too late. That was my problem.
Yeah, the Open cost me last year. I was winning after Masters, PGA, and then the US, and then I had three people miss the cut, and I lost.
I'd have called an official adjudication if you'd have won.
Okay, so let's. I'll go through what happened last year. Last year,
getting really secretive over here.
Last year, Francesco and Finch.
Let
me down last year. Francesco. Let's not mention his name.
Francesco and Finch, birdies for Broadbridge, four Americans in a bed.
That was yours.
Yeah. I was called Im Morikawa. Yeah. You are going to have to name your team, so come up with a team name.
Okay.
Best performing last year. So based on how many majors they played and their total amount of points, I then produced an average for last year's performance. Scheffler, 9.5 average.
brilliant.
Over four majors.
Beast. Yeah, absolute beast.
Hovland, 10.3. Rahm, 15.8. McIlroy, 17. That's the top four. Hmm. The bottom four, Molinari, 74.3.
It's not going to go tough.
Oh, dear.
That's not good enough, is not it?
That go won't tough. Do it for you.
McIntyre, he only played two majors.
What, and he was still better than...
64. Well, he was better than Molinari.
Wow.
And he only played in two majors.
That's how stinky that was. Oh, no.
That was such a stinky pick.
Lowry, who you subbed in.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good, wasn't
he? He was third last. What? He played three majors and he got 56.3 points.
Really?
Yeah, he had 169 in total.
I think the Open done him.
I thought he did all right.
Masters, he came 39th.
And then Sam Burns... very close to Lowry, 53.3.
Yeah,
he played all four majors. Again. He had a total of 213 points, which is woeful.
Mm. That's a bit smelly.
Right, let's do the random.
Okay, so we're going to do a random pick each round. So
can you just screen
to
record that, please?
I'm going to, yes, I'm going to screen record.
Just one more thing that has been thingy. The picks, we have three that we can make. One of the players has to be outside the top 50.
He did say that.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Okay, excellent.
I was listening. In my own world.
Don't worry about it.
That's right. It's okay that you're not listening. That's
I was
fine.
Trying to think because my laptop's dead.
Yeah. Do you want me to get you a charger?
No, it's fine because it'll take... It's fine.
My laptop's dead. I can't compute.
Okay, I'm screen recording here. I'm going to tap this button and this is going to tell us who is going to pick first.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
It's spinning.
Come on. I want to get Brooks off Kieran.
Oh,
and
God.
It is going to end on Mick Warrick. That is me.
Hey, this is an absolute rig.
Yes.
You knew exactly. You've done that three times.
This is a
came
rig.
Out to Mick.
I tested it once.
This is... Oh, who was first? Who was first?
Do you want me to do the one that I tested it? Or do you want me to do the one that I just did live and recorded on the podcast?
Who was first? Just tell me.
It wasn't you.
Mick's first. Mick is first.
So I'll be taking first pick. Second pick.
I've got to remove myself,
yes, you do.
So that I don't come up again. I also get second pick.
And the third. You should be able to remove it after every spin.
I have done.
But like it should give you the option.
Automatically.
Go.
Yeah.
Unlucky, mate.
Peter. Peter Finch is
just
second.
Delicious.
Yeah, on that bottom bit, you can click remove. It will save your job.
That's right. I've already started. I'll start it off in it.
I'll start it off in it.
Right, so we just have Kieran or Jacob left.
Do you know what?
Wait, this is going the way of the...
I don't want to be picked for this one.
If this gets Kieran, then it's just the flip of last year.
And it's also that way around the table. Okay, I pressed it. Here we go.
Oh my God. Oh.
And it is going to be Kieran Mulhall.
Oh, no.
We all literally go this way around the table.
And it's in the order of...
It's making life...
Me, Kieran, you, Mick.
It's making life very, very easy.
That's true.
So should we just like cut the podcast and we say, oh, we're just going to flip it around?
Yeah, I was going to say, we literally gave the two options and they've both turned out exactly how they would have turned out. Okay, let's do it.
Well, random.
For God's sake. Well, at least it was done randomly on the... Yeah. And we've got the screen recording of it now also. So before we get into it, and I'm sure people could Google this if they really wanted to, which they probably should to get their research in as well.
Yeah, why not?
Tell us the four majors in order and the courses that are going to be at this year.
Okay, so the Masters, as always, is going to be played at Augusta National. We are then followed by the USPGA at Valhalla. The US Open moves to Pinehurst, whilst the British Open, also known as the Open in these Isles, is at Royal Troon.
Your favourite open course?
It is my favourite open course.
And you will also be playing in it, so that's really
that's
good.
That's great for you, yeah.
So I've picked, my first pick is, no, I'm kidding. It's not.
It's Peter Finch.
Now, we did have a rule last year that the first name you said...
Is the guy.
Is the pick, because, and if we can, this might make a bit of work for Kieran, but if we can play the controversial bit from last year where Peter made his selection and then immediately backtracked, Jacob had the choice because he was next to tell Pete he had to take the person that he said first. So the rule is the first name that you say is the name that's going down on your sheet.
And I helped you, so you're welcome.
Unless you don't remember.
You said Rahm.
You don't remember that at all.
No, you said McIlroy, then you changed to Rahm. No, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's last year.
Yeah. Are we ready, Mick?
We are. I'm just remaking this so that I can put people, so I can put the players' names in as we go.
Lovely.
Okay.
You can lead us off.
I'm going to. Now,
I wonder who you're going to be.
Now, it's not a difficult decision, is it, to make the first pick of this? However, we have also had a discussion about how there are kind of maybe four or five major winners available to you in this first round. Probably all of them are going to be gone. So straight out of the gate, although I hate his swing and I feel like he's quite boring, he's probably going to finish high in all the majors. So
and win them.
And win probably all of them. It's just because of the randomness of the phone that I have the honor of selecting Scottie Scheffler.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Absolutely yeah. Fine. I'm going to pick again a former major champion, but he's not won one in a while. However, what he always does is literally finish in the top 10. So my selection, my first player, my captain, Mr. Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
It's a choice.
Well done. That was very good.
I feel like that's who you maybe wanted.
No, that's right. I've bracketed. So for each round, I know I've got my five players in which I'm going to pick.
Okay.
I'm going to go for last year. He came first in the Masters. T50th in the PGA, T10 in the US Open, T2 in the Open, John Rahm.
Wow, strong starts.
We've gone down the top three in the world.
I thought he was going to slip to me.
Oh, you thought you were going
to... You thought he was going to Brooks. I did.
God, don't say someone's name because I'll take it. Right, Jacob, it's up to you. The top three have gone. Make a smart choice.
I think I'm going to go for the guy who I thought Kieran was going to go for. And I'm going to go for Brooks Koepka as my first pick.
He hates it. Look at his face.
Brooks, he's gone.
Look at his face. He hates it.
Wow.
That is hard.
You thought he was going to go second round, didn't you?
Now, the only thing that that does compared to last year is that you could pick him as a top outside the top 50, if I'm not mistaken. Whereas he is 31st in the world.
Yeah, because he's won.
Because he won on the PGA, and that's fine. So that's the only little thing. But I'm happy with him on my team. Solid performer. Always does well in the majors. And I hope he'll do the same for me.
Wow.
My second pick, as we are in this snake draft, I'm going to go for a guy who I had last year, who I'm hoping is going to continue what he did for me last year as well. And potentially win his first major of the year of his career. And I'm going to go for Victor Hovland.
Oh, yeah, that's real smelly, that. I don't like that one bit.
He's having a bit of a struggle at the moment.
Matt, I'm fine.
So my next pick is from bracket two. I was going to go about the map. No worries. I'm going to go for someone that just smells and pisses consistently.
We've said piss a lot of times on this podcast.
Last year, he came T10, T18, T10, T18. Now, if he goes in order, he's going to get T10 at the Masters. Xander Schauffele.
Very good.
Here's my second pick.
In a bit of form as well.
Xander Schauffele. You know what? I didn't actually see him going that early.
No.
He's in my bracket too.
Interesting.
Wasn't even on the radar. No. Unfortunately. Peter Finch, pick two.
So, I am going to continue the theme of power hitting, and I'm actually surprised that he hasn't gone yet so far, because he won a major last year, he's won again this year, he almost won the Players, Mr. Wyndham Clark.
Solid, yeah.
Yep, respectable, really respectable. Okay, so I've come to the point of the picking where I expected those... Apart from Schauffele, maybe. I expected those six to be out the door and gone. So I was expecting that. I didn't think I was going to get Scheffler, which I'm really, really happy about that I have got him. Okay, so it's a tricky question to answer, but I think I'm going to go for someone outside of the top 50 early because I want to snap them up real soon.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm going to go for... Jacob's prediction and my prediction also, Joaquin Niemann.
Yeah, 81st in the world was my number one ranked outside 59. Yeah,
so. He's in there as well.
It's okay, though. There's someone else who I'm pretty happy to get.
So. And then second of my third, we're in the third round now. Third round, I'm going to go real horrible.
Real stinky.
You ain't going to like it.
Go on.
Patrick Cantlay.
I love it.
No.
I love it.
That's you're sowing disharmony within your team.
Oh, no, they all hate each other. There we go.
Wow. Okay. So.
Peter Finch, pick number three.
I think pick number three is maybe the trickiest one.
It's hard.
I have three potentials that no one has taken yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three, isn't it?
I'm going to go for someone who, before he got injured, could literally not finish
Kieran
outside
is,
the top five in a major.
Kieran is going to hate you. You've ruined his year.
Like, I had...
Player number three in my team, Mr. Will Zalatoris.
Wow.
God, what is going on?
That's a real commitment that he's not getting injured again.
What is going on?
Wow. Yeah, you're going to say, hope his back doesn't...
give out halfway through the Masters first round.
But you're right. His finishes in majors are
unreal.
Very impressive.
Yeah. And that was before he could put.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is I had it written down. I've just deleted it now.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
not that sorry. But.
It was T2, T6, T28 in 2022.
Yeah.
And a cut.
Year before that, second, eighth, then a cut, and then had a withdrawal. Year before that, T6 in the US Open.
Love it.
Come
on, Will.
Right.
Come on, Zala. You've done him there.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a previous Masters winner. Did all right in the majors last year, but coming into a little bit of form this year. Last year came T16, T29, T32, T13, Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah, I like that pick.
Damn you.
It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because even when he finishes, if he finishes T30, that's not... too bad.
No, it's not too bad.
It's just him finishing T30 looks like he finishes like 140th.
God, I don't like that one. I really, really wanted him.
You're not happy, are you? Brooks got taken away and it's all downhill.
You've got Rahm, Schauffele and Matsuyama. That is a team.
It's not who we want. That's the thing.
We should have gone Brooks then, shouldn't we?
So I'm finishing my team now.
You're pick three and then you're whoever your wild card is.
Now, I've got two names left on my inside top 50 that I... One is head, one is heart.
I love it.
And I think I was stuck in this predicament last time.
You were.
And I think I'm going to do what I did last year as well and not go with my heart.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Because I also want to have a guy... And this is also a little bit of a heart pick as well, to be fair. He's never played a major, but I want Ober in my team.
Oh,
very good.
I want him in my team.
He was next on my list.
He's going to dominate.
And as you can imagine, Tommy Fleetwood was potentially there, but...
He did just say Tommy Fleetwood, but he is outside of the top 50, so you can't have him.
That's correct.
All right.
So my outside top 50 pick, as I mentioned, the LIV Tour has come in and allowed players to go... quite low into the rankings. With that being the case, I am selecting Cameron Smith.
That's annoying.
Ooh.
I reckon Pete had him.
He was my boy last year.
Yeah. He has got a bit lazy, though. I watched some LIV. I watched some LIV the other day. Honestly, doesn't seem like he cares.
It's like Brooks.
No, Brooks looks like he wants to win. He wants to take everyone's heads off.
No, that's just that's his angry. I don't want to be there first.
Because he's mean. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Jacob has completed his team.
Mm-hmm.
Kieran Mulhall, you are next.
I was potentially going to say the person that Jacob just said, but I'm not. I'm going to go for Dustin Johnson.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, he was on the list,
ranked 316th in the world. There you go.
With Dustin. Is it got to the point where he's not guaranteed every major, by the way?
He still is because he won the Masters in 2020.
Right, okay.
So he's got 2 years.
He's probably not got long. So yeah. He needs to get somebody
there. It's the same as Bryson, isn't it? Like, he's starting to not get invited to things in like a year's time.
It's not long.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Right, Peter Finch, your final pick. This person has to be outside of the top 50 in the world. Your team's looking strong. Who are you gonna be finishing it off with?
So I didn't notice this guy until quite late. And to be honest with you, I am rooting for this man more than I could ever put into words. You are looking at the number one member of his fan club. You are looking at someone who printed t-shirts at the Ryder Cup last year, where he wasn't picked despite being one of the most consistent, best golfers in the world, newly minted at LIV, so he slipped his rankings, Mr. Adrian Meronk.
The big Polish man.
I did have him last year. He was all right. He was okay.
The Meronkodon.
Is he definitely in the field?
Yeah. Yeah, is he?
He's in the field?
I will definitely double check.
Can you please check that?
Yeah, he is. There he is. Okay, right. Thank the Lord.
Look at him, he's even smiling in the photo. He knew. Oh, Adrian.
Look, he's so tall.
My boy. I'll tell you what. Oh my God, he's going to win.
I'm fairly sure when I picked Meronk last year, it was the same kind of vibe where he was like 51st, 52nd. And he's 52nd. The guy that I thought who would potentially go is 51st in the world, who would have been a nice sneaky one, is Adam Scott.
Yeah. Adam Scott,
I thought someone might have gone for him.
He's stinky at the moment.
So do I need to do my final pick?
You do.
It's a head-heart situation again, but I'm going to carry over from last year someone who, on the face of things, had a pretty average year. A 36 average points per tournament last year.
Not terrible.
Which is not terrible, but he's removed the weight from his driver. he's got a bit more of that speed that he's after. He's got the distance. If he can keep those 17th at the Opens off of his scorecard, things might go well for Matt Fitzpatrick.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm, very good. I was kind of tempted by his brother, actually.
He's just going to redo what he did in the Open.
Well, fantastic. So those are our major picks, our major brackets. We will have our first results after. Are we doing the same forfeit again?
I think that makes sense.
Am I filling the couple again?
Yeah.
Well, we will see. Let us know who you think is going to win this year's major picks. Mm. And, of course, we hope you are looking forward to the Masters. Get yourselves tucked in. Get yourselves a hot cup of cocoa because it's going to be a long, warming evening, which puts us into the new year. Golfing season. Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Guys, thank you for the podcast once more. I'll see you next time.
Come on the picks. Enjoy the Masters, everyone.
Come on.
See you.
See you later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.